Good morning. It's great to have you with us today, and we appreciate so much your joining us to study the Bible with us for just a few minutes. And we want to encourage you right now to open your Bible to Luke chapter 8. We're going to be looking at two different stories today from this section. And both of these stories have a lot of meaning and a lot of valuable lessons for us. And so we want to get right to our reading today. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 8, verse 19. Here the Bible says, "Then came to him his mother and his brothers, and could not come at him for the press," that is, for the crowd of people. "And it was told him by certain which said, 'Your mother and your brothers stand without,'" that is, outside, "desiring to see you. And he answered and said unto them, 'My mother and my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it.'" So our first story today is about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and also the brothers of Jesus. Now, Jesus was teaching somewhere, and it's inside somewhere. It could have been in a house. It could have been in a synagogue. The Bible doesn't specifically tell us where this was, but it was inside somewhere. And his mother and his brothers come to him. They wanted to see him. They wanted to talk with Jesus, but they couldn't get to him because there were so many people that were gathered there. There was such a crowd that they could not find their way through the crowd to get to Jesus. But the good thing for Jesus' mother and his brothers was that there were some people there that told Jesus that they were outside and wanted to speak with him. So Jesus knows then that his mother and his brothers, his immediate family, are outside. And what does he do? The Bible tells us in verse 21 that he looked at the people who were there, his disciples, and he said, "My mother and my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it." Now, why did Jesus say that? And what does he mean by this? Well, he means that in a spiritual way, we are Jesus' brothers and his sisters if we are Christians. The Bible in the book of Hebrews in chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 tells us that he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So in a spiritual sense, Christians are the brothers and the sisters of Jesus Christ. And what an honor that is. What a privilege it is to be in the spiritual family of Jesus Christ and to be able to call him in a spiritual way our brother. Now we look at his physical family. We look at the mother of Jesus and the brothers that Jesus had, and the sisters that Jesus had, and we think that they were very fortunate, and they were. But Jesus says we can do better than that. We can be in his spiritual family. What a joy and what a privilege it must have been to have grown up with Jesus, to hear him talking, to see what he did when he was young, and then to see that he was the Messiah of Israel. What a great honor that must have been for his brothers and sisters, or what a great honor that should have been for them. But today, we can be in the spiritual family of Jesus Christ, and that's what he says here. Now, how is it that we can do that? How can we be considered the spiritual family, the brothers and the sisters of Jesus Christ? Is it just by feeling that we are his brothers and sisters and then deciding how we're going to please him? What kind of religion we're going to practice? What kind of beliefs we're going to hold to? Is that how we do it? Well, that's the way that a lot of people approach this subject. When they hear the Bible talking about the fact that you can be a brother or a sister of Jesus Christ in a spiritual sense, they get this feeling on the inside, and then they decide how they're going to do that. But Jesus said, if you want to be in my spiritual family, there is a very clear way to do it. It's not by feeling it in your heart and then deciding what you're going to do. And the feeling it in the heart is necessary, but there's more to it than that. Jesus said, if you want to be my mother or my brother in a spiritual sense, he said you have to hear the word of God and do it. It's just as simple as that. Now, does that not remind you of what Jesus has said so many times and what he says in other places in the New Testament? These are verses that people need to understand today, folks, when it comes to having a personal, close, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus said it is based on this. He said you have to hear the Word of God and do it. Otherwise, you don't know what to believe. You don't know what to do or not to do. You don't know what kind of religion to practice. But there's so many people that just jump into what they think is and what they call a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and they pay no attention to what Jesus says. Well, how in the world can we have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ so that we call him our brother, so that he refers to us as his family? How can we do that and not pay attention to and not regard what he says? That just doesn't make any sense. Well, you see, Jesus has already taught us in this book, in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, a very important truth. He said there, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" So that fits right in with what we're talking about right here. Jesus said, "How can you call me Lord and not do what I tell you to do?" Here he says, if you want to be in my family, then you have to hear the Word of God and do it. Not just listen to it, not just talk about it, not even just believe it in your heart, but he said you have to hear the Word of God and you have to do it. Now let me remind you of a couple of other things that Jesus said about this. In John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you." So there he talks about us being his friends. Do we want to be friends of Jesus? Well, again, the way that a lot of people would approach that today would be to say, well, I want to be a friend of Jesus, and I feel it in my heart. I believe it in my heart. And then they just go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They believe whatever they want to do. And they actually don't pay any attention to what Jesus says in the Bible. Well, Jesus said, if you're my friends and if you want to be my friends, you have to do what I tell you. John 14, verse 15. And if we don't do what Jesus says, we have no right to call him Lord. We have no right to say we're in his family. And we have no right to say that he's our friend. Now, a different way of saying that would be in John 15, verse 14. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So you cannot be a brother to Jesus by just feeling something in your heart and then just creating your own religion and your own set of beliefs. But now let's move on to the second lesson in our studies today, and it begins in Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Here the Bible says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake, and they launched forth." Now you read about this story in Matthew chapter 8, and also in Mark chapter 4, and don't think of the lake as being a small body of water there, because this is the Sea of Galilee. And the Bible says they get into this ship, then the Bible says in verse 23, "But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him." So the disciples and Jesus were in this ship on the Sea of Galilee. This great storm arose, and water was filling the ship, and the situation was dangerous. They were in jeopardy, the Bible says, in verse 23. Now, where was Jesus all this time? What was he doing? The Bible says he was asleep. And they woke him up. And in Mark's account, it's very interesting because in Mark chapter 4, verse 38, they said to Jesus, "Do you not care that we perish? Don't you care? Aren't you concerned that we're about to die here?" Well, the Bible says in verse 24 that Jesus got up and he calmed the stormy sea, and then he had a question for them. They wanted to know, aren't you concerned? Don't you care that we're about to die? His question was in verse 25, where is your faith? And folks, that is a question that Christian people oftentimes need to be asked today. I hope that those words remain in your mind after this broadcast today. Where is your faith? Especially in times that are hard. Where's your faith when money is tight? Where is your faith when your health fails? Where is your faith when your friends and your family worry you or when they betray you? Where's your faith when hard times come? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Folks, that is the kind of trust that we ought to have. And Jesus is telling these disciples here that they ought to have faith, that they should never think that just because Jesus is not doing something and stopping something at the time that they think it should happen does not mean he is not concerned, and we sometimes fall into that trap today. We think that just because God does not stop something, just because God doesn't intervene at the time that we think that he should, we sometimes are tempted to think that God doesn't care, that God doesn't notice, or perhaps that God is not going to do anything about it. And that's where we need to learn patience. That is also where we need to be asked this question, where is your faith? Trusting God and trusting God with all of your heart. That should be the theme of our life, because God sees everything and Jesus is always concerned. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been such a joy to study with you, and we'll look forward to studying with you more tomorrow morning at this same time, Lord willing. And until then, have a great rest of the day.